Welcome to the Profit Priority Podcast, where we empower creatives to grow their business, expand their profits, and maximize their personal time. I'm your host, Lorianne Kuntz, wife, mama, and lover of all things business. Here on Profit Priority, we talk about it all, from unveiling money management tips that will help you maximize your profits to talking about time management ideas that will help you stay inspired to continue to create and to help you protect and preserve your energy so you can be present in all areas of your life, whether it's business or it's personal. Profit isn't just about money. It's about way more than that. Welcome back to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about creating a financial foundation for your creative business. And of course, in true fashion, as soon as I start recording this podcast, my neighbor starts mowing their lawn. So hopefully you guys don't hear the mower in the background, but that's okay. We will continue on. But yeah, I just kind of want to talk about kind of the things that you need to have in place before you start your business or as you're starting your business. Maybe you are a few months in, a year in, and you don't have these things set up, and that's okay. You can go ahead and get those things set up, but we're going to talk about kind of the foundation of getting things, starting your business, bank accounts, LLCs, EIN, stuff like that. And then talking about creating budgets and projections, and then really ways that you can simplify and have a good financial system in place for you to be able to scale your business. So going back and talking about bank accounts. So obviously the biggest thing that I see people mistakes that they do with bookkeeping is not keeping their personal finances separate from their business finances. And I know I hear this a lot online and with financial industry, and you guys probably do too, but it continues to pop up. It continues to happen. People might start their business as a side hustle or be like, you know what, like this might be just a short time thing. I'm just going to mix them together. And then it grows into a little bit more and a little bit more, and then it becomes quite a big mess. So we're going to talk about having separate bank accounts. But first, before we do that, I want to talk about the foundation of like LLCs, EINs, what we need to do there. Disclaimer, I'm not a lawyer or an attorney. I'm solely looking at this from an accounting and bookkeeping perspective. So if you need one of those, go seek after one of those. But I want to talk about an LLC, and I really recommend all of my clients to go open an LLC because it protects your business assets from your personal assets and vice versa. So if somebody would come after your business for some reason, say you are a photographer and you do like, I don't know, ambitious excursions or whatever, and you're hiking on top of mountains to take your shoots or whatever, and something happens, your client sues you, they can't come after your personal stuff if you have it separate. So you want to keep things separate to protect yourself. But fun fact, if you have an LLC or if you are doing it solely under your own name as a sole proprietor, it does not change how your taxes are recorded. So the LLC is just for personal protection of like your personal assets. So make sure you get that in place. It varies state to state on how much it costs, but it's worth it in the long run. Once you have your LLC in place, you will want to go and get an EIN. And that EIN is what is called, it's an employer identification number. And you can get that through the irs.gov website. And it's really just something that goes along with your business. So it's kind of like a social security number for your business. Then once you have those things set up, then you can go open a business only bank account. So you want to get those things first set up to where you can get a business bank account. And depending on your bank and who you're going with will kind of depend on like what else they need to open that up. But you want to have your LLC, you want you to have your EIN in place in order to do that. I recommend Relay Financial for your business banking. It is an online banking. They have a great website, great like online presence. It is not like an in-person bank account. If you want one of those, I do highly recommend like Chase or Wells Fargo, but there are some fees associated with them. If you are needing a really good business credit card though, I would highly recommend going with Chase for your banking because they have some really good credit cards. So highly recommend Chase. If you're just solely looking for an online banking, Relay is a good option too. So we have our LLC, have our EIN, and we're getting our business bank account set up. Now, I look at bank accounts and I have a 3 bank account system and I use it for myself. I recommend it to all my clients. I get them set up as well. And so there's 3 bank accounts that you should have is First, you obviously want to have your main checking account. That's number one. Let's get that set up. Get all your subscriptions transferred to that checking account. Get things going. So we have our checking account, and that's what I call your operating expense account. That operating expense account is where all of your money is going to come in. All of your money is going to flow out. It's going to be an in and out door. There's not going to be a ton of money just always sitting in that account. It's just going to be a flow in, flow out. And then your second account is going to be your tax savings account. So at the end of every month, you need to be looking at your numbers, seeing what your profit is, and then setting aside 20 to 30% for estimated taxes. And I can go into a whole episode on like what estimated taxes are, how to pay them, if you need to pay them, etc. But you want to be able to have those, that money set aside to where whenever the deadline comes, you are not scrambling trying to get all your money to pay into the IRS for your quarterlies. So that is your tax savings account. And then on top of that, your third bank account that you need in the bank account system is a business savings account. And this business savings account is kind of like your savings account, an emergency account, kind of a combination of both. And so in here, I really, really, really like to have at least 3 months of necessary, like I mean like necessary expenses. So not like, oh, I have this like subscription, I need this and this and this. No, it's like necessary in order for your business to continue to run expenses in this bank account, where if like COVID happens again, you can keep your business going. You can keep operating. You don't have to completely shut down. I know if we're talking specifically back to like photographers, COVID was a really hard time. So they had shut down their photo shoots. They had the weddings got canceled, and it was really hard on photographers. I know a lot of that had to like go back and find like a corporate job. And so having that emergency fund in place allows you peace of mind. It allows you like a backup plan for you to like kind of adjust and change as things are going in that time frame where you need that. So you have the 3 months of necessary expenses in there, as well as having just like savings on top of that for future investments. If you want to invest in a course or a business coach, et cetera. So that's kind of what that third business savings, emergency fund, bank account is. I haven't found like a name that I just like want to use. I can kind of just like a savings / emergency fund type of thing. Hey, do you ever wonder if something can be classified as a business expense? What are business expenses? What are deductions? Well, I have something for you. It is my free business expense and deduction guide, and it walks you through exactly what they are, what tax write-offs are, what the IRS claims are allowed to be business expenses, as well as giving you a list of what I see common creative entrepreneurs use for tax deductions. So head over to www.loriannekuse.com/deductions. Or click the link in the show notes to grab your free guide. Okay, now back to the episode. Okay, so the second thing that we need to do is have a projection and have a budget. And a lot of times people are like, oh my goodness, she's going to tell me I can't spend any money. I'm going to tell you a story. Here's the thing. When I got married with my husband, I absolutely despised budgeting. I thought it was the worst thing in the world. Like, there's no way, like, I'm going to be restrained. I cannot do this type of thing. And over the past, so we've been almost married 5 years. And over the past 5 years, I have learned to absolutely love budgeting. And I'm going to tell you a little trick. And the reason why that I love budgeting, it's because it is not limiting me from spending. It's actually allowing me to spend. And so it's allowing me to spend what I've told myself I'm allowed to spend. So, and I also remember thinking like, okay, you are the one that's creating your budget. Like nobody else. You're the one that's telling you what you can do with your money. I'm the one that creates my budget. I'm the one that's telling myself what I'm allowed to do. It's just all it is projecting and looking and like, okay, this is what the money is going to be coming in. This is what I'm projecting is going to go out. And this is where I want to put money set aside for these certain expenses. And then it allows me to go and invest in my business here or redo my copywriting or redo my branding. Or if we're talking in personal terms, it's allowing me to go to Target and get fall decorations. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's just giving yourself the permission to spend with a little bit of like guidelines. Okay. And you are the one that makes the guidelines. It's not something to be like, oh, budgets are so scary. No, it's allowing you and giving you projections for your business and allowing you to grow even more. Because if you don't have those guidelines, or at least I know for me, I will overspend. I am a bookkeeper. I'm in the financial industry, and I am a spender, guys. Like, I spend way too much money sometimes. But that's because, like, if I don't have those guidelines in place, I will spend too much. And so I have to have those guidelines in place and have those projections done in order to be able to hit those profit margins that I'm looking at and wanting to continue to grow my business. So number one, have separate bank accounts. Number two, have a budget and a projection. Number three, okay, so set time aside each week and each month for you to do your finances and review your bookkeeping. This is something that honestly, like, I have to do for myself because, I mean, if you are a service provider, you know, like, it's a lot easier to work on other people's stuff than your own. So for me, like, I can be in my clients' books all the time, but if I don't set aside like time for myself and my own budget and my own bookkeeping, it doesn't get done. Like, it does not get done. So what I do is I have a day on my calendar at the end of every month where I review everything. I do my bookkeeping, reconcile my accounts, look at my budget, look at my projections, see where we've hit, see where we missed, see where we need to change for the next month to do the bookkeeping. So that's kind of like, I call it like a financial date with myself. I make it a whole thing. Sometimes I'll go to Starbucks and sit in there and just have it, like, make it fun. But on top of that, I also go in about every week at the end of the week and just kind of get everything caught up to date, categorize those transactions to where at the end of the month, there's not like a ton left to do because honestly, it just builds up and it piles up. And then it's just like, oh, this is kind of a lot to like go in and do. I mean, I absolutely love it. I love doing bookkeeping and numbers, but I know that not everybody loves it. So put a time on your calendar. Maybe it's every Friday, call it like Financial Friday, and spend like 30 minutes just categorizing and doing your bookkeeping. And then at the end of the month, you can have a little bit longer time set aside in order for you to go over kind of what you've done and what needs to change. So number four ways to like set up your financial foundation is keep track of your receipts. We need to have those kept track of for filing taxes and the IRS and stuff, but I recommend doing it not physically because we're all in the online space and a lot of things now are emailed to our emails. Their receipts are there, or even if you do have a physical receipt, it's just easier to keep it digitally. So I recommend having a Google Drive folder, or you can do it like in your iCloud or something. You have a folder, and the way that I organize my receipts are you have a folder named the year, so 2022, and then you have another folder for the month, so September, so 2022, September, and then in there, I just upload all the receipts that I have. So I just label it like, I don't know, Target on September 18th, 2022. And then in there, you obviously would take a picture of the Target receipt and just upload it to the Google Drive. It's really nice because you can take it, like the Google Drive app, you can take a photo inside of the actual app so you don't have to like upload anything. And then if you're using Gmail or Google Workspace, you can send an email to that Google Drive folder. So it's pretty easy way to do it. Another way that you can do it is just have like a receipt folder inside your email. So just have a way to keep it. It doesn't have to be really complicated. Just make it pretty simple. You'll learn this about me, that I'm a pretty like minimalist. I mean, not like extreme, but like I do not like too many things complicated. Everything in my house has a purpose and a place to go. So a very simple way of living over here. So number five is have a system to pay yourself. I really, truly believe that if you continue to go on month over month, whenever you're first starting your business and you're not like rewarding yourself for the time and energy, you're going to get burnout. Like, you're spending so much time growing your business. You're so much time operating your business, that you need to be able to pay yourself, whether it's just $100, $200, $4,000, whatever it is, pay yourself, because you are an employee of your business. And this is a business that you are running and growing, and you need to treat it like a business. And so pay yourself because you're working so hard for that, but have a system too. And I don't know if you guys have listened to or read the book Profit First. I highly recommend it. It's a very good book. I would probably listen to it because it is a little bit difficult to read. I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to read business books anyways in general. So I like to listen to business books. But Profit First, his idea is that you pay yourself before anything else. So you pay yourself and then you operate your business off of what's left. And I know that's true for me, that if I don't pay myself first, then I'm going to end up spending a lot of the money on like, oh, well, this is a tax deduction or this is an investment for my business, and just validate all these different like expenses. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I made this much in sales. Where all did it go? And then I can't bring any money home to like my like personal finances and personal household. So get a system in place. I have kind of a method that I teach my clients to do. And I'll have an episode coming out on that in the future. But it's kind of like, okay, whether you want to do a percentage or you want to do a flat rate per month off of like what you want to pay yourself, just have a system and stick to it. But yeah, that is my 5 financial foundation tips for your creative business. So in recap, we are going to have separate bank accounts, and using that 3 bank account system, have a budget and stick to it. Have time set aside each week and each month to review your finances and keep track of receipts, and have a system to pay yourself. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. You can always reach out on my Instagram at loriannkuntz.co. I would absolutely love to chat with you guys. But that is kind of just go over the simple foundational steps that you need to have in place in order to just have everything organized financially and set yourself up for success. So like I said, you can reach out on Instagram. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. This helps our podcast continue to grow and reach others just like you. As always, you can head over to loriannkuntz.com to join our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at loriannkuntz.co. That's all for now. See you next week.